And it's Laura. I am back with part two of Generations. And I am with Emily Pasqualino from Paper Hearts in La Trobe and Cody Whitfield from Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Laurel Region. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having us, Laura.
Okay, we are continuing the discussion on Generations because we had so much to talk about and compare and contrast between Gen X, Y, and Z, and they're represented here. So I have some questions for you guys, and this is what we're going to tackle in part two. I'm going to start with you, Emily, ladies first. What is important to your generation, or what are the goals of your generation, of Generation Y, the millennials?
Well, I do think that work-life balance is of importance. I also think that for my generation, saving money, being financially independent was a big thing or is a big thing. Investing, I've noticed, is a big thing for my generation. So I guess the new being able to invest just right from your phone or from an app, that has become a big thing with my generation also. Yeah, I think that being careful with money, not being in debt, those are big things for my generation.
And I think that makes sense because you lived through two recessions.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you are used to seeing periods of time where you're comparing, oh, this was a good time and this was not so good. And which one do we like better? And how do we cushion ourselves if it ever happens again?
I completely agree.
So you're being proactive then, really.
Right.
Because of this, the circumstances that you've lived through.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there's been such a up and down when it comes to financials and things like that, that people are preparing for the worst almost, like you said, creating a cushion for themselves. I know myself, I always sort of live in that way where, you know, I want to make sure I have enough in the bank that God forbid I lose my job or interest rates go up again or things start to be that like they were when the recession happened, that I'm able to fall back on that cushion. So yeah, absolutely. That has an influence.
All right, Cody, same question to you. What is important or what are the goals of the Zoomers?
I'd say it's definitely a large push to have a high quality of mental health, making sure that you're taken care of, making sure that your surroundings are helping you, make sure that you're staying in a good mindset. And to add on to what Emily said, I think investing is something that my generation is really looking into as well, with the Robinhood app, stuff like that, where you're able to do day trading from your phone. You know, people in my generation can go on TikTok right now and find a guy that's day trading 4 hours a day, and he's got $500,000 in his bank account, and he's getting the bag. He's being successful all while he might still be in school, or they might still be in school, or living at home. You don't have to put all this time into a whole career. Just making the money while you can right now. Making sure your mental health is perfectly well is on top, but also making sure that you're financially stable and that you're going to be more than happy with your bank account number anytime you check it.
You know, I'm thinking of my generation, and I think one of the important things was saving money for retirement. You know, you're always looking to retirement and how much are you going to have and how are you going to be able to live after you're done working your whole life. Would you think, Cody, that you're more immediate with that thought process? You're not thinking so much ahead as to how are you getting along right now and the future will take care of itself.
I think there's two camps in my generation that you can definitely be the kind that's thinking far ahead and that you're doing these tradings and you're making investments into the S&P 500. Or there's the people that are like, I just want to live for the moment now, get my experiences in, and then I'll think about that later. But no matter what, they're still going to have that mindset of, I need to be financially stable, but I'm not going to sacrifice my mental health to get that.
Okay. All right. That was cool. Okay. Let's move on. Definition of success. And I'm just going to go back and kind of reiterate what I said in part one. I think the definition of Gen X, the definition of success was the what we call the American dream. You know, getting married, having that home with the white picket fence, having the 3.5 children, whatever it was, and being able to retire successfully. Those were the kinds of things that said that we were successful. Emily, we're looking at Generation Y. What is your generation's definition of success?
For the generation, I would say some of the similar things for your generation with having a home and having children and having a family and things like that. But I also think that my generation has a view on a success of how full their plate is and how accomplished they can be. Mm-hmm. So they're filling up their plate and crossing off their lists, and that is like a measurement of achievement for them. I think that piling things on and hustling and being constantly busy is a sure view of success for my generation. But on the other side of that, I think that that is now causing most of my generation to look at the Zoomers and the self-care movement mm-hmm. and really reevaluate where they're at with how life looks with being that busy and taking time away from their family and constantly just being in this state of rush.
Honestly, I think maybe the mindset that we had in earlier generations from the Zoomers caused a lot of the mental health issues that you guys are experiencing. Cody, would you say that you've seen, I'm not saying you personally, but your generation has seen the effects of the imbalance in work and life on your parents and maybe has caused some of the mental health issues that you guys are experiencing? Is it trickled down?
Would I say it trickled down? I think you could attribute some of it to, you know, obviously seeing your role models growing up, you know, facing those hardships. I think it would still have to only be trickle down. I think that's where you inherit most of, if you're going to grow up and, you know, have maybe a little bit of trauma from a family incident that happened because they were facing those hardships. Mm-hmm. That's going to come onto you, and that's going to be something that you carry, and that's something that you're going to want to focus on, and that's how you're going to value yourself. For example, if I was, you know, if I had depressive symptoms and it came from something in my family, I'm going to want to make sure that I take care of that mental deficiency. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure that's something that's nurtured.
That it stops with your generation.
Yeah.
Basically.
So that it doesn't continue to trickle down.
Mm-hmm. So what's your definition then of success? Not your personal definition.
Yep.
I mean, I guess you can kind of weave that in, but what is the Generation Z definition of success?
I think it's being diverse. And I think that's where what you were saying, Emily, is, you know, hustling from your generation, you're going to diversify yourself. So let's take, for example, someone fresh out of college right now that just got, you know, maybe the job that they're really hoping for. It's a hybrid job. They get to work remote 4 days a week and go in the office one day. Okay, well, I don't want to, you know, work for that 9 to 5 my whole life. I want to try and diversify. So I'm going to make TikToks about how, you know, this is my 5 to 9 after my 9 to 5. I'm going to try and get revenue from that. I'm going to try and make YouTube shorts about how this is how I better modify my work spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. It's not about just, I got the job, I'm done. Let's get the picket fence, the kids. It's now like, okay, I got the job. Now what else can I do? Can I get a new TikTok going? Can I find out a YouTube channel that I can start making money off of? Just constantly wanting to get more out of the 8 hours a day that they're going to be working.
So it sounds to me, and maybe I'm wrong, but your focus is really, and your definition of success is financial success, financial. Having it all together money-wise.
Yeah, just having that safe cushion. Not that we felt anything from 2007 to 2008 recession, but mm-hmm. just so that the trickle down, you felt it, Emily. I didn't feel it. I don't want to feel it.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, now here's a kind of a more personal question for you. It's not an overall generational question. How have your goals changed as you've aged, or haven't they, Emily?
Well, for me personally, I used to view success as my generation with being busy all of the time and accomplishing all of my like little goals along the way, owning a business, being respected in my community were things that I considered when measuring my success. And recently, more recently, I've been going through some health issues that have caused me to significantly change my views on success and how I'm achieving my goals. So I was working myself into a place of complete burnout, which I think a lot of my generation does. Mm-hmm. Which is why we got to that point or that conversation about people in Cody's generation witnessing that and maybe noticing that they don't want to go down that route and making self-care a priority. So I have a new perspective with success, and it's really interesting that you asked me to come on because I had been really thinking that out recently. I now view success, I guess at this stage of life, not about being popular or being influential or things like that, but more so, I do want to live comfortably. So when we look at the, you know, financial part of it, a lot mm-hmm. of people think of success as being a big home, nice cars, nice things, being able to show those things to other people. But I now look at it as living comfortably. So living within my means, not having to worry so much about money, but not having, if I have an abundance of money, that's great. But that's not the goal for me anymore. That okay. is, you know, I just want to live comfortably. It's more about focusing on living peacefully and within balance. So again, coming back to that, referencing the Zoomers way of thinking, Mm-hmm. I've now adopted that. And I find that I am living in with more happiness, calmer. I'm actually accomplishing way more than I did before because I am not in this state of panic all of the time and rush and kind of doing things within my own timeline. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest part of it too is not worrying about what others are doing, because it's so easy to do that with with any generation right now, because we have such access to everybody's lives.
Yes.
Through social media.
And we're always judging their lives and their actions as well.
Absolutely. Or we might even be judging ourselves in comparison to their lives.
Yes.
So I think for me, it's really trying to focus on setting boundaries. I have actually limited myself on social media so that I'm not comparing my business or comparing my everyday life to someone else's. That has changed my life drastically. And setting boundaries with people and my work life. So someone might ask me to do way more than I should. And probably old me would do that and more. And now I'm feeling like I'm in a space of setting a boundary so that I am more productive and I'm kind of preserving my mental health and my self-care.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. You really thought that out.
That was amazing. Wow.
Well, I'm living it. So I guess it's actually happening right now. So it's easy for me to talk about it.
Do you think that if you would not have had the health issues that came up, would you have changed your way of living anyway, or was this the motivator?
I think it was the catalyst to everything changing. I think for a long time, probably within the last year, I've sort of felt as if I was getting to a place like you can only run this way for so long. I think even the most successful people have to reevaluate what are they spending their time on, and is it serving you anymore? You know, how you're operating. Is it really serving you?
That's a good question, yes.
Or is it serving your business? Is it serving your family? So, you know, and this might seem selfish, but taking the mindset on of really thinking about yourself first, that's what's going to serve your family and your business and things like that, starting at the core. And then, you know, because if you're giving out to everybody else, your cup is empty, you know?
Right, that's right.
So,
Cody, same question. Have your goals changed as you've aged?
I don't think I've had enough time here to
You're
say
too young.
That change has altered anything. I think I'm still, for me personally, I'm still in the mindset of, all right, I need to get that bag. I need to hustle. I need to get that money. But I do think in time, I probably will have a self-reflective moment like you have, Emily. Mm-hmm. Whether that be, you know, taking, maybe I'm 60-40, 60% trying to hustle, you know, be financially stable, 40%. All right, let's take the back seat. Let's take a nice little rest day. Let's, you know, think about your mental health. But in the future, I think that will change. So at the moment, Laura, I don't think my visions of success have changed until I hit that catalyst.
Okay, good. All right, so how do we view other generations? And I've kind of mentioned this. I think the older you are, you tend to look at the younger generations as lazy, unproductive. I mean, I'm just thinking of some words. I'm not saying that I personally think this, but I think that it's a pathway that a lot of people go down. We judge, right? We're human. We judge other people. So, Cody, how do you view other generations right now?
I think you both work too hard. I think you put too much time into something that's not treating you the way that you should be treated, and that you both need to take a step back. Everybody in your generation just needs to take a step back, you know, maybe look in the mirror and be like, I have a lot of value in here that I need to nurture, and that's what you should be kind of focusing a little bit more on.
So we need to chill.
Yeah, I'm here to support you guys. I'm not here to judge, you know.
Yes.
I'm here to be like, hey, like, look at all these other people on TikTok. Look at how they like make a nice little rest day for themselves. They take care of themselves. They do what they need to do. It's not they leave everything at the door, you know. If the workday ends at 5, it ends at 5, and your day, your afternoon starts there.
Okay. Do you think other generations have judged your generation unfairly?
I absolutely think. I think you called us lazy, Laura, but I still think that we're a very efficient generation.
I said my generation can think that, right?
Right.
Okay. No, I probably have. In a moment of weakness, I have thought that, probably. As I'm working, I'm thinking, gosh darn it, those young people don't work as hard as I do.
I think that the value of your work is wonderful, and that 8 hours is just enough. That is just enough. You don't have to put in 10. You don't have to go home and look at your email on your phone. Take the phone off, set it to the side. Mute the Gmail app on your phone or whatever you use.
Okay. Emily, how do you view other generations?
Well, I will say that I'm guilty of having the same mindset that you spoke about with regards to the Zoomers. But I do have a little bit more of admiration for them because they've been able to kind of come out and, like I said, have that work-life balance just off the bat. They have their first priority being their mental health and their self-care and things like that. Mm-hmm. I do feel like I've judged them a little bit with regard to, and maybe I still feel like it's a negative side to their generation with the social media and the disconnect with being social in person. Yeah, so I've definitely judged them in that way. And I always felt as if their generation was like the procrastination generation. Versus, I'm not using the word lazy, but I'm saying they're just waiting to the last minute to do everything because they feel like the time is no, you know, my generation is more like, oh my gosh, we got to get this done. And then in thinking about your generation, I've always sort of viewed it as that your generation was the judgy generation, that you're judging everybody from afar, you know, and not, no offense. But I think that like when I think back of even my parents or people that were of a parent's age, or even some of the friends that I have that are older. So I have my best friend is in her 50s, you know, going to be, well, no, she's in her 60s now. And I always look at her as being sort of like slow to want to learn things. Mm-hmm. Like as far as technology. And I always think of her as being just watching back and sort of judging everybody from afar. So
when I was young, we didn't do this.
Yes, that kind of a thing. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So not in a way of like negative looking at just judging people. But I often think too, when I think of women in different generations, the women of your generation were more working against each other. And it was because they were just it was ingrained in them to do that. And I think that the women of my generation are looking at the Zoomers where it's like kumbaya, everybody is celebrating each other. And we're like, okay, you know, we're sort of coming out of that era of, okay, we're not competing with each other. We're supporting each other. We're going to celebrate and rally for each other. So I do think that that's kind of...
Well, and you remember though, back my generation and in the baby boomers, women didn't have as much opportunity. And so they had to fight harder.
Absolutely.
For those positions that come very easily now to your generation. So it was a fight.
Absolutely.
So and I think that's maybe why we were more competitive.
Oh, absolutely. And when I was in corporate America, I felt it. I think that when a lot of my generation are stepping out and doing the entrepreneurial thing and starting their own businesses, they're sort of getting away from that and they're learning these new ways of rallying for each other and not having to be in competition to get the job and things like that. Yeah.
So we are actually coming to the end of part two. I could keep on talking about this. Any final thoughts from either of you?
I would like to say, Emily, do you, growing up from the age range of your generation, would you hold Laura's generation as the gold standard? Was that the goal for you growing up, was to be as tough and hardened as Laura?
I do think that that was a huge influence on how I started out. Like I said, I feel like we're sort of the middle child of the generations. Mm-hmm. I do think that I started out thinking that, okay, I need to have the white picket fence. I mean, I actually do have a white picket fence around my house, if you can believe that. But I do think that that was the goal. I mean, I was just very driven on buying a home and having a family and having this, you know, perfect little packaged life. Mm-hmm. But I also think that midway, so much happened with social media and watching other people and the younger version coming up, I think that there was a shift. So, but I definitely think that initially Laura's generation for sure influenced what my goals and thought processes were for what like success was.
Well, good question there, Cody. All right. So again, we've been talking generations and this is such an exciting and I think interesting topic. I have enjoyed it so much, and I have I've had the pleasure of meeting here with Emily Pasqualino, who is a millennial, and she runs Paper Hearts in Latrobe. And for Gen Zers or Zoomers, I've had Cody Whitfield from the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of the Laurel Region. Thank you both so much. This has been so interesting and so exciting to cover this topic with you, and thanks for all your input.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for having us.
So for now, this closes the conversation between the generations, and what I came away with is that we really each need to respect each other and learn from each other, because there is something to learn from each generation. And if we are so busy judging that we become close-minded to what the other generations have to offer us, then I think we lose something very valuable. Thanks for joining me today. I'll see you again soon.